wow, wow, wow. Whew. Grace, grace, grace. There's a lot of grace going on. Many of you know that one of my favorite things to do is to drive from Dallas, Texas to Wimberley, Texas. Seriously, you're laughing, but really it's one of my favorite things to do. I get really excited when I know I'm gonna be coming to Wimberley because, like, you're my Wimberley family. And the energy is so different just being on the grounds and being here than the hustle and bustle and busy Dallas. I live in the city, right? And so normally always I'm really excited about coming and driving to Wimberley. However, on Friday, well, what normally is like a 3.5 to 4 hour drive took 6 hours and 45 minutes. 6 hours and 45 minutes. It was a word that I cannot or will not use standing right here. Where is Laura? I can't see you because of the lights. It was not the best road trip ever. But you know how things always seem to work out for the best, right? When you get past whatever the hurdle is. And last week, Nick was telling you and reminding you that when you want to manifest something, right, there are three things that are always involved, right? You got to have faith. You have to be in alignment with that faith, and then you have to take action, right? Those three things. And what I got reminded of in that 6 hours and 45 minutes was that my best life ever and manifesting my desires and my dreams did not rely or depend on what happened in 6 hours and 45 minutes. That those were just parts of a bigger picture. And when we put all of those different parts together day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, that's what determines the quality of life that we have. Not what happens in any one day or one week, but when we look at the bigger picture and when we hold ourselves to our commitment to live these principles that we know change lives and build strong, happy, joyous experiences, that's our actual work. And I really don't always think of it as work. I think of it as we heard in the prayer, like each person is God's individual emanation or expression. Each one of us is. I mean, do you know that about yourself? Do you believe it about yourself? Right? And that we're each individually different and we're going to have different experiences and we are going to have highs and we're going to have lows and we're going to have these sideways explorations that take us somewhere we didn't know, and we're going to meet people and we're going to create a life from all of those experiences woven together. So there are no coincidences. It's what we do with the things, the conditions, and the things that happen. Every snowflake is different. I mean, you've heard that since you were a young child. There are no two identical snowflakes. You've heard and watched on TV more times than you can count that one of the reasons in our law enforcement and in other systems we use thumbprints or fingerprints because everyone's fingerprints are individual. Could you get okay with the idea that your life is an individual experience, and stop comparing yourself to the experience of the person next to you, or the person who you look up to, or the person who you dislike. Could you just do that? You lie. Now, if I said, do you want to try to do that? But we forget. I forget. True confession, I forget. And my work is to remember, my job is to live my life in a way that reflects my individual fingerprints, or the way that I like to think of it is my soul print. I am an individual expression of the divine. And what is the imprint I am leaving on the world based on showing up as Tracy Brown? How am I doing things a little bit differently that reflects what's in my heart and what's been planted within me? How am I showing up a little differently that creates an experience that isn't like anyone else's I know? Some of you are science fiction, fantasy, or gaming fans, and so you might be thinking, well, Tracy, you know, there are parallel universes, and there may be another Tracy out there doing the exact same thing, but I'm not that advanced yet. So I am grounded in this place of, I'm here to leave an imprint, to allow my soul to print an impression on your heart, to print an impression in your mind, to print an impression that is unlike anyone else's. And it's not always easy, because I live in a society that may or may not match the society you live in, but I live in a society where there is a lot of pressure to fit in, to make other people comfortable, to do things the way everybody else does them, because then it makes it easy and predictable and smooth. And sometimes if I am true to my soul's expression, I have to ruffle the waters, or I have to not do what my big sister wants me to do, because it will make her comfortable, but it wouldn't be authentic. Or to do the exact opposite of what my parents or teachers or other people suggested would be good for me to do. And it's not easy. So I thought it might not be too easy to talk about. And then I thought, when things aren't easy, Laura said, get some help. So I asked for some help. And there are 7 amazing people right here in the room who agreed to help me. And whoever has the first quotation, it would be great if you would come up right now. Now, the problem will be the lights are so bright. The problem will only be if someone has lost their quotation or don't remember what number they are. Now, on the rare chance that people don't know who you are, please say your name and then read the quote.
My name is Ron Steele. Good afternoon, and I'm happy to be here. Quote number one. The first start towards success is to be glad you are yourself, by Florence Scovel Shinn.
I hope some of you are fans of Florence Scovel Shinn as I am. She was a metaphysician who wrote several books, but the one that she's most known for within Unity and New Thought is The Game of Life and How to Play It. but The Game of Life by Florence Scovel Shinn. And this idea, the first thing you have to do is really accept that here I am. Here I am. And if I don't like who I am, I get to change it. I get to make changes in my life. If I don't like who I am now, I can make changes so that I will like who I am a year from now or 5 years from now. And even if I like myself, recognizing I'm really unique and that's a good thing, then I can say, ooh, what other changes do I want to make? How do I want to grow? What do I want to be doing 5 years from now? Liking yourself, key number one. Accepting that you are supposed to be different and unique, key number one. Quote number two. I can see movement.
I'm Christine Gutchell. Christine Gutchell, and always remember that you are absolutely unique, just like everybody else. Margaret Mead.
So it's not enough to just recognize, here I am, I'm unique, you better love me because this is who I am gonna be. It's important to recognize that everyone else is supposed to be who they are as well. Stop trying to change them. Stop trying to limit them. Stop trying to put them in a box. Instead, in your mind, be thinking about, Jan's a little different, but she's just leaving her soul print on the world. Right? Could you do that? And sure, there are times when we may clash with someone personality-wise or because of our values or because of we just have different goals or we want the organization or Unity of Wimberley to go in a different direction. And the clashing is the opportunity for the soul prince to actually recognize that second part of that Margaret Mead quote. I'm unique and everyone else is. But when we come together to build and grow Unity of Wimberley, or our workplace, or our family, or our school, but when we come together, those soul prints are all needed. And we need the ideas and the imprints of many, many, many different ways of thinking to come up with the Unity of Wimberley way. So in my own individual life, yes, I am unique. I love myself and I am here to be very unique, individualized, etc. And when I am working with the group, I must acknowledge the beautiful ideas and ways of thinking, and then we come together to create something that is the Unity of Wimberley soul print. Kind of like in any relationship, right? You've got person A and person B, and then together they create like a C that is the combination of the two. That's a standalone relationship or entity. So was that quote three? That was two. I need three. Like you all are going to have to keep up with the numbers because I don't have, or I'll have to go look at my list. So quote number three.
Okay, good morning. I'm Carol Moody. Good morning. The more you like yourself, the less you are like anyone else, which makes you unique. Walt Disney.
Walt Disney, the great philosopher, the creative person. The more I like myself, the more I realize I'm not like anyone else. And I am supposed to be unique. And number four, start heading this way, quote four. And this is, again, in spiritual principle, right? We know that in the unity principles, everyone has been created uniquely on purpose, and there is no reason for me to try to keep everyone being just like me.
I'm Penelope Simmons. Celebrate the idea that you don't fit in. Find your own fit. Stay unique. Betsy Johnson.
Don't fit in, stay unique. Now, how many of you by show of hands are like, Tracy, all these quotes are saying the same thing? Mm-hmm. So the research says that we have to be imprinted with an idea, thought, or concept, or someone's name when you meet them for the first time. You must be exposed to that 7 times. 7 times before it begins, your brain will even begin to be like, oh, maybe I should pay attention to that. Oh, yeah, that sounded really good with the first quote, but you won't remember it 2 hours later. So how many times have you heard the idea that there's only one God? Millions of times now that you believe it. So this idea that we each are a soul print, that we each have the opportunity to imprint our souls on the universe, it's a new concept, or it's a big concept. And so we've got to both look at it from our individual perspective and what that means for me and how I show up, and we have to look at it from the perspective of, I'm me, I know how I show up, and I need to allow you to show up as your unique, authentic self. And the third perspective, I am unique, I am imprinting the world in a specific way, and when I'm working with or interacting with many people, I have to navigate that a little bit. How do I show up fully as myself and demonstrating love for everyone else? Which quote are you?
I'm 5. I'm Laura Treach. The quote is, every man and woman is born into the world to do something unique and something distinctive. And if he or she does not do it, it will never be done. Benjamin E. Mays.
Yeah. So it's not just the responsibility or that, it's not just the creativity. You know, the Walt Disney quote, like, you think, of course, that's what Walt Disney did. He was just creative and out of the box. It's not just that. Benjamin Mays reminds us that because each one of us is unique, there is something that has your name on it. There is something that has your name, your essential blueprint, and the world is waiting for it. Now, there are some people in the room who may have found it, or we look at them and think they have found it, their one thing. I mean, I don't know anyone in the universe who plays guitar like Jeff Stocky. Right? I don't know many people, I haven't met many people who are grounded leaders like the awesome Mr. Criswell, right? I just have not met dozens or hundreds or thousands of people who can track all the details and manage 80 things going on at the same time like Leah. So sometimes we show up in ways that make it evident to other people that this is part of my soul's print in this community or in the world. And then there are other times where, you know, there are some of us, and myself included, where I'm like, yeah, I'm doing some cool stuff, but yeah, I'm, you know, it's not. And so when we're in those phases of our lives, that's the time to remember that Benjamin Mays quote and go, oh, there is something that I am meant to do. No pressure. But if I haven't found it, or if I'm exploring, then I really get to explore. I get out of the box or the rut I'm in, and I try something new. And then, okay, maybe that works, and I love it, or maybe it doesn't, and I choose something else until I find, here's where I make a difference. That is our work. That is our opportunity. And I've been in both of those situations. There are times when I am speaking and I'm like, oh, yeah, the words come through me, the energy flows, and I'm like, oh, this is my imprint. This is a part of me delivering my soul into the world. And then there are other times, there have been other times in my life where I'm like, I'm really busy, I'm making good money, I, you know, like my job, and it's good. I have a good life. But I don't feel like I'm impacting, or I didn't feel like I was impacting the people I was supposed to meet and saying the things that needed to be said and helping other people expand and grow in their lives. And so I just kind of made a little tiny shift after tiny shift until, like Nick talked about, there was alignment. And then I took action. Bigger action. And that action put me more in alignment, and the faith was the thread that took it all the way through until, wait a minute, I'm manifesting stuff. I've written a book. Oh, I'm asked to speak. Right? All of these things start manifesting even beyond what I imagined. But it was because I was willing to let go of comfort and explore. And sometimes we have to do that if we truly want to give our soul print into the world. I'm so glad you all have created your own pattern, so I don't have to remember the numbers. I pick up on things quickly.
Nance Algert, what each must seek in their life never was on land or sea. It is something out of their own unique potentiality for experience, something that never has been and never could have been experienced by anyone else. Joseph Campbell.
Yeah, I heard you. I was feeling it too, like something out of his or her own unique potentiality for experience. What does that even mean? The potentiality for the experience that you might have is bigger than anything that you actually can imagine. What happens is you see a little bit of the potential and you move toward it. And then when you get there, you see more potentiality. What could happen? What is possible? I've met 10 new people and someone says, what about this? Why don't you try this? And so you move and lean in that direction. And then when you're there, it's like when you hike or when you're climbing a mountain and you get to the first place where there's this beautiful vista and you look out and you go, oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. I didn't even have any idea. and then you're with a couple of people, and it's and you're hot and you're sweaty, and you decide to keep hiking. And then you keep going, and you go up a little bit further, and there's a new vista. And you're at that vista, and you go, wow, wow, let's do this again in 6 months. And so when Joseph Campbell talks about, you know, you are doing something that you didn't know, because the answer wasn't in any particular place that you knew about in advance, something out of your unique potentiality, something that never has been, and something that never could have been experienced by anyone else. And before we go to the last quote, when I read that Joseph Campbell quote for me, I think about an experience I had more than 20 years ago. And I had gone to Brazil with a group of people from Essence Magazine, actually, sponsored this tour. And we were in Brazil on the eastern coast in the northern part of Brazil, in Bahia. And in Bahia, Bahia was one of the primary ports for slavery, and or Salvador in Bahia was one of the primary ports. And so Salvador, Bahia, actually, if you were to look at a map and go almost due east, you would be at Ghana or Senegal, some of the major ports from Africa. So we were allowed to be in small boats and to put flowers in the ocean to honor the passage of people who had been enslaved, captured, and were brought to the Western Hemisphere, and especially the people who died in that travel, in that movement from Africa to Brazil. And when I think about this, something that never has been and never could have been experienced by anyone else, all of us were having, in general, the same experience. But what felt unique for me, that experience, of course, imprinted my heart, but it imprinted in my soul the responsibility to honor the past, to educate people about the transatlantic slave trade and how it impacted people in Africa and in the Americas. And it shifted my life in a way that I'm going to claim was only my experience. You would think it would be really sad and hurtful to focus on death and slavery and the inhumanity of man to man. But it was one of the most healing experiences that I have ever had. Because a few years earlier, I had been on the coast of Africa, standing in the doorway of the door of no return and feeling what it felt like if I had stepped through that doorway and gotten on a ship and never ever saw anything that had been familiar to me in my life up until that point. So to then be in Brazil and stand looking at the ocean that has no end, and then to sit in the water, rocking and putting flowers in for ancestors and for people who I didn't personally know, but who were part of the history of all of us. It was like the ancestors on both sides and under the water were all saying, Tracy, you are healed and your job is to help heal others. Does that make any sense? Or are you sitting there going, uh-huh, and I knew she was a little weird, but now I know she's crazy. So our soul print is the combination of all our unique experiences and how we weave them together in order to create something new and fresh and meaningful and powerful. One final quote.
Hi, everybody. I'm Leah McCarn, and my quote says, we have come to a place now where our search for truth must no longer be for the rewards. It must no longer be our seeking a creed to follow, but it must be our living a life. And that's from H. Emily Cady.
I wanted to close with an Emily Cady quote, just really because I love Emily Cady. And I was glad to be able to find one that really related to the theme for today. Do not go about creating and choosing your soul print because it's the right thing to do. Do not go forward exploring what is my soul print because you think it's going to earn you rewards in the unity atmosphere. Unity principle says I should be unique and I should show it. Do it. Create, recognize, and create and expand your soul print because our only job here in this human experience is to live a life we love, to make choices that give us a life experience we value, because we all know that this human life experience is going to end. Our soul and our life is eternal, but the human part of it is going to end. So a part of the reason we have the opportunity to create a soul imprint is so that the people who love us will forever remember the love that we showed, the way that we showed up, the way that we honored them. That is part of what creates the eternal experience. And the only way you can do that is if you are brave enough, bold enough, courageous enough, and committed enough to be unique and to be your deepest, to keep uncovering your deepest quiet whisper, almost hidden self. Take a breath and let's go within. Going within, into the center of our very being. Know that the infinite intelligence that is the creator of all of life has created each individual as a unique being. Everything it creates and has created is unique. And this is not limited to the human experience. Every grain of sand on every beach is unique. Every snowflake is unique and follows its own pattern. So, the human experience should not be any different from that. The human experience, in fact, is an opportunity because of self-awareness to become more aware of just how unique each individual is and to claim it and to be proud of it and to accept it and then to accept that that is true for every other person as well. Take a breath. So in this moment, let each one present affirm quietly within, I am unique. I am unique. I am here to make a difference. I am here to make a difference. I love myself. I love myself. And I love that everyone else is here to be unique. And I love that everyone else is here to be unique. Together right here and right now, we claim and actually declare that this is the perfect time to recognize our individual soul print and together to create a soul print for Unity of Wimberley, for our families, for our businesses, for our communities, and for the world. Let us love the differences and make them work for us. This is what it takes to create heaven on earth. And I'm grateful to know that each one of us can contribute to that. So breathing in, we let it be. We let it be. We let it be. And so it is. Amen.